This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey spinners, the music industry is still giddy after Adele's new album 25 shattered the first week sales record set by NSYNC back in 2000. 25 not only blew up the old record, but is expected to sell 5 million copies by the end of the year. Congrats, Adele. Wow. Disney has made it a habit of launching animated fare over the holidays, and this season is no exception. In 2013, Disney's Frozen debuted to a dazzling $93.6 million, the biggest five-day Thanksgiving opening of all time. Together with this summer's Inside Out, The Good Dinosaur marks the first time Pixar has ever released two films in one year.
I'm done being scared.
If you ain't scared, you ain't alive.
Their investment has paid off big time this year. The Good Dinosaur opened over the five-day Thanksgiving period in the U.S. and is doing big business. Los Angeles International Airport will build a special terminal to allow celebrities, sports stars, and the wealthy to move directly from their limo to their first-class seat without having to interact with any of the general public. The Los Angeles Suite, which will allow celebrities and diplomats to avoid paparazzi or protesters by allowing cars to drop off guests behind closed doors, will be operational at a temporary facility within 6 months. It will cost $1,500 to $1,800 per trip to use the new terminal, which will include exclusive lounges, dedicated catering, and separate security and border checkpoints. Hey, it's good to be rich. Justin Bieber has a record-shattering 17 songs on the Hot 100 chart, and it's a record previously held by both the Beatles and rapper Drake. Bieber boasts 17 songs on the December 5th Hot 100, marking the most titles that any artist has placed on the chart in a single week. He beats the 14 each that the Beatles managed on April 11th, 1964, and that Drake earned on the March 7th and October 17th charts this year. The honor adds to Bieber's already huge week, as his new album Purpose debuted last week at number 1 on the Billboard 200. FX has renewed the television series Fargo for a third season, LA Spins has learned. Inspired by the Coen brothers' 1996 film of the same name, each season centers on a different crime. Fargo's first run, which was set in 2006 and starred Billy Bob Thornton, won 3 Emmy Awards, including Outstanding Miniseries, 2 Golden Globe Awards, and a Peabody Award. The current second season is set in the late 70s and stars Patrick Wilson, Ted Danson, and Kirsten Dunst.
Fargo. Oh yeah, for sure. It's a weird place.
Rihanna announced the Anti-World Tour this week, presented by Samsung and kicking off here in California on February 26th in San Diego. The US and Canadian dates will include opener and rumored boyfriend Travis Scott, while European dates will feature The Weeknd and Big Sean. The European lineup sounds better. Perhaps a flight to London is in order? Rihanna's forthcoming album, Anti, is her first since 2012 and is scheduled for release on December 4th. Actress Reese Witherspoon trademarked her name and has filed a lawsuit against a dozen companies for marketing fake jewelry products like Reese Ring and imitation Reese Witherspoon comparable wedding ring. Wow, that sounds like it was written by a Westerner. Not. In a tentative opinion issued before the hearing, though, the judge rejected Witherspoon's trademark claims and said, quote, "Plaintiff's name and images alone do not combine to establish protectable trade dress originally reserved for packaging. Plaintiff's name is not a protectable slogan." So, Reese, good luck with that. Fans of rapper Drake are already really looking forward to hearing his new album titled Views from the Six. Fortunately, the waiting will not be too long, as latest reports say that we'll be able to hear the songs from the album early next year. According to sources at Drake's label OVO, the Canadian rapper's upcoming record is rumored to debut on January 6th. Biatch. So Modern Family star Sofia Vergara got married to actor Joe Manganiello, best known for playing Flash Thompson in the Spider-Man trilogy. The couple tied the knot during an extravagant ceremony in Palm Beach, Florida. The ceremony space was decorated from floor to ceiling with white roses, orchids, and hydrangeas, and the reception decor followed suit with tons of pink flowers. It's well known in Hollywood that Sofia loves cake, and so everyone was served all kinds of different cake, making sure the guests left with one hell of a sugar high. Aww, love is sweet. Actor David Duchovny has taken up singing and is doing some live performances. The actor took time out while he's waiting to do promo appearances in conjunction with the upcoming X-Files series reboot. It all started when he split from his wife, Madam Secretary star Taya Leone. The split left the 54-year-old actor with unaccustomed free time thanks to joint custody of his two kids. Duchovny said, quote, "Maybe I can learn to play guitar to amuse myself." Well, he did learn to play and sing, and fast forward, David released an album called Hell or High Water, and it's not bad. The X-Files returns to Fox January 24th.
The Trash Bin.
Model Gigi Hadid is rumored to be the victim of an iCloud photo leak. Hackers have reportedly stolen private photos and videos from the 20-year-old's account and are demanding a ransom from her. Otherwise, they're threatening to release the content to various media outlets. This isn't the first time that this has happened. Last year, the private accounts of a number of celebrities were hacked, including Jennifer Lawrence, Kirsten Dunst, and Kate Upton, to name a few. As long as there is a salacious appetite for sexy private material, this will continue in Hollywood, where everything, but everything, is for sale.
The news wrap-up.
Scientists have found new Li-Fi internet technology to be 100 times faster than Wi-Fi in first real-world testing. Li-Fi, which transmits data using light rather than radio bands, was found to be able to transmit data at 1 gigabyte per second. Is Lyft gaining ground on Uber? Hitting an expected $1 billion gross annual revenue over the next year would suggest Lyft has grown to be significant competition to Uber. Facebook is testing new software that will allow a computer to identify the different aspects of a picture and then answer questions about it, a feature that could be potentially helpful for those who are visually impaired. Shares of Groupon, which partners with businesses to offer deals to customers, have plummeted 65% this year, partly on a third quarter revenue miss and weaker than expected guidance reported earlier this month.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
The Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 2 holds off strong competition from The Good Dinosaur.
The number one album.
Adele's 25 sells 3.4 million units, shattering all previous records.
The number one app.
Heads Up is a new game from comedian and talk show host Ellen DeGeneres.
The number one fiction book.
Tricky 22 by Janet Ivanovich is the best-selling book in the USA.
When British band Coldplay was recently in the studio finishing up their seventh album, frontman Chris Martin wanted to come up with a song that featured an iconic guitar lick, something he said like Guns N' Roses' Sweet Child of Mine. So Chris summoned his inner Slash and came up with a pretty cool lick of his own. When we heard it, we loved it. From their upcoming seventh album, Head Full of Dreams, here's Coldplay with the song of the week, Adventure of a Lifetime.
Turn your magic on. With me, she'd say, everything you want to dream away. We are legends every day. That's what she told me. Turn your magic on. To me, she'd say, everything you want to dream away. Under this pressure, under this weight, we are diamonds.
That was the Slash channeling Chris Martin and his band Coldplay with the song of the week, Adventure of a Lifetime. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.